It's been one investigation after another into the business of Wall Street, from civil to criminal, state to federal. Everyone's chasing the big banks these days, but will anything come of it? WNYC's Lisa Chow reports.
So here's a hint. There's been only one major criminal trial that's emerged from the housing crisis so far. That was against two hedge fund managers at Bear Stearns, and it failed. That's not the only reason federal prosecutors may be wary about bringing a criminal case against Wall Street. John Coffey is a professor at Columbia Law School. He says a criminal indictment against a financial firm often destroys it.
It seems strangely counterproductive to indict and risk the failure of the very firms that you save with taxpayer money.
Coffey says these investigations suggest that banks just had too many conflicts of interest, raising questions about whether some banks were designing products to fail, and in some cases actually profiting from that failure. Coffey says rather than criminally indict these firms, prosecutors are more likely to pursue an industry-wide settlement with major banks, getting them to change structurally to reduce the conflicts. But Coffey says there's an even bigger impact of these investigations.
They're changing the public mood, and the public is informing Congress that they want stronger controls on investment banks.
And Congress is listening. In a surprising move yesterday, the Senate voted to end an industry practice that many believe fueled the housing crisis: banks shopping for a credit rating agency to get a higher, safer rating on what was, in many cases, a not-so-safe mortgage deal. Anne Mathias is director of research at Concept Capital, which advises institutional investors.
It becomes very difficult for Democrats and even some Republicans to vote to support credit raters, who are seen as the absolute dark, evil forces behind a lot of the problems in the housing market and then in the economy.
But Mathias says the question at the heart of all these investigations is this: do banks have a fiduciary responsibility to all clients? That is, does a bank that's helping sell a financial product have a responsibility to tell those who buy the product everything about it and make sure it's suitable for them?
Currently in the institutional market, those rules are really not there.
Mathias says there's an assumption that institutional investors know what they're doing and will conduct their own due diligence. And she says, in many cases, banks are playing a market maker role, just bringing together buyers and sellers.
They're acting like the guy who rents space for a flea market. You know, he doesn't care who comes to sell and who comes to buy, and he doesn't control if what someone is selling for a very high price is actually a piece of junk. He just provides the tables and the yard.
As Congress debates financial regulatory reform, it's also looking at whether that role is the right one. For WNYC, I'm Lisa Chow.